Just 2 weeks after learning that his book, Leaving Las Vegas, was going to be made into a movie, the writer John O'Brien committed suicide. His father has said that the book itself was his suicide note, and in fact, O'Brien left no other. Now Mike Figgis, the director of Internal Affairs and Stormy Monday, has written and directed the movie on a shoestring budget. And MGM, which bought it for a reported $1 million, is releasing it slowly across the country starting this week. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Leaving Las Vegas.
A dark, jazzy mood piece about an alcoholic drinking himself to death. Can't wait, you're saying, right? Yeah, right. It's no wonder that Mike Figgis had to make Leaving Las Vegas on the smallest budget he could, and that MGM would pay so little to distribute it. The wonder is how good this movie is. It's a tough, funny, altogether captivating tone poem about a man who has accepted self-destruction and who eventually falls in love with the only woman willing to help him achieve it. That man is Ben, a failed screenwriter who has become a small-time Hollywood production executive. And he's now drunk himself into such a state of ineptitude that he can't even hold that job. He accepts his firing gently, even gladly. All he really wants now is the freedom to embrace his chosen fate. Ben is played by Nicolas Cage, and from the moment you see him in a liquor store, exuberantly stocking up, you know that you're in the hands of a remarkable actor giving the performance of his life. Cage makes Ben at once tortured and oddly serene, a man who knows himself and has accepted his dark path almost heroically, the way a Homeric warrior might. Ben drives to Las Vegas, checks into a cheap hotel, and begins drinking. But it's a lonely way to go. And he's soon drawn to an equally lonely prostitute named Sarah, who may or may not be able to help him. Sarah is attracted to Ben's gentleness and probably to his helplessness as well, but when she agrees to go out with him, as a woman, not as a pro, she does have a question or two.
So why are you a drunk?
Why am I drunk? Why, is that really what you want to ask me?
Yes.
Well, then this is our first date, or our last. Until now, I wasn't sure it was either.
First. It's our first. I just want to know. Why are you killing yourself?
Interesting choice of words. I don't remember. I just know that I want to.
Are you saying that your drinking is a way to kill yourself?
Or killing myself is a way to drink.
Very clever.
Sarah is played by Elizabeth Shue, who until now has been best known for being chirpy and benign in movies like Adventures in Babysitting. To say that this is the finest performance of her career is to underestimate it. Sarah is that movie cliche, the whore with a heart of gold. But without ever quite losing her chirpiness, Elizabeth Shue brings deeply sorrowful shades to the role. She's a tough girl who's never really been as tough as she lets on. The only simulacrum of love she's known has been at the hands of a vicious, paranoid pimp, played by Julian Sands. So for her, someone who just wants her to help him die, however hideously, is a big step up, big enough to devote her life to. Figgis has put together a gorgeous score of mournful jazz standards, and he uses Las Vegas magnificently. The nights streaked with neon are like a reflection of the movie's tone, inky blackness with flashes of cool light. Yet Leaving Las Vegas isn't a sour film, or a depressing one either. Ben's way of dying can't be condoned, but his acceptance of his own tragedy is strangely beautiful to watch. And so is Sarah's acceptance of him. This is a very peculiar portrait of love. In the end, it's also a very moving one.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I'm Terry Gross.